Horton.
Boyne County Board of Supervisors, special budget meeting Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay, proceed to discussion of vote. We have a resolution. Setting the time and date for general obligation county purpose loan agreements, public hearing in the amount not to exceed $3,615,000. Okay. Resolution to fix a date for public hearings on general obligation county purpose loan agreements in an amount not to exceed $3,615,000. Whereas sections 331.402, 331.441, and 331.442 of the Code of Iowa authorize counties to enter into loan agreements and borrow money for the purpose of paying the cost of various county insurance programs, making repairs and improvements to county buildings, acquiring equipment for county buildings, and acquiring vehicles and equipment for county departments. Whereas the Board of Supervisors, the Board of Des Moines County, Iowa, the county, proposes to enter into a loan agreement, the insurance loan agreement, in a principal amount not to exceed $2,940,000 pursuant to the section provisions of section 331.402 and 331.441 of the Code of Iowa. Are you getting all this, Leah? I want to read all those numbers in the paper. I apologize. I had to take a breath. For the purpose of paying the costs to that extent of county health, workers' compensation, and liability insurance programs.
There'll be a test afterward.
And whereas it is necessary to fix a date of meeting of the board at which it is proposed to take action to enter into the insurance loan agreement and to give notice thereof. And whereas the board also proposes to enter into a loan agreement, the county building improvements and equipment loan agreement in a principal amount not to exceed $325,000 pursuant to the provisions of sections 331.402 and 331.441 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of making repairs and improvements to county buildings and acquiring equipment for use in county buildings. Whereas it is necessary to fix a date of meeting for the board at which it is proposed to take action into the county building improvement and equipment loan agreement and to give notice thereof. And whereas the board also proposes to enter into a loan agreement, the sheriff's vehicles loan agreement, in a principal amount not to exceed $175,000 pursuant to the provisions of section 331.402 and 331.442 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of acquiring vehicles for the sheriff. And whereas it is necessary to fix a date of the meeting of the board at which it is proposed to take action to enter into the sheriff's vehicle loan agreement and to give notice thereof, including notice of the right to petition for an election under the provisions of section 331.442 of the Code of Iowa. And whereas the board also proposes to enter into a loan agreement, the conservation and jail vehicles and equipment loan agreement in a principal amount not to exceed $175,000 pursuant to the provisions of sections 331.402 and 331.442 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of acquiring vehicles and equipment for the conservation department and jail. And whereas it is necessary to fix a date of meeting at the board at which it is proposed to take action to enter into the conservation and jail vehicles and equipment loan agreement and to give notice thereof, including notice of the right to petition for an election under the provisions of section 331.442 of the Code of Iowa. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa as follows. Section 1, the board shall meet on the 12th day of March 2019 at the County Courthouse, Burlington, Iowa, at which time and place a hearing will be held on the proposal to enter into the insurance loan agreement, the county building improvements and equipment loan agreement, the sheriff vehicles loan agreement, and the conservation and jail vehicles and equipment loan agreement. Section 2, the county auditor is hereby directed to give notice of the proposed action on the insurance loan agreement, setting forth the amount and purpose thereof, the time when and place where the said meeting will be held by publication at least once and not less than four nor more than 20 days before the meeting in a legal newspaper of general circulation of the county. The insurance loan agreement shall be substantially as follows, and that's the...
That's all the legal notices.
Those are the legal notices that you have to send out, so...
I do believe you need to put a time in there, though.
Oh, okay, it will be at 9 a.m.
Yep.
You can do it first?
The meeting will be at 9, close enough.
It's, as long as it's after the time you set.
At 9 a.m.
You can't start it before, you can start it after.
The meeting will be at 9 a.m. on March 12, 2019.
It's on Thursday, isn't it?
That better be at Tuesday.
No, it's Tuesday, yeah. So what we need is a motion to pass that resolution and set a date for the public hearings.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bicycles are cheaper, Sheriff. Now you bring that up. I mean, you have bikes too, so...
Okay. I know you all enjoyed that. So we have a resolution providing for the debt service tax levy for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2019, in the amount of $420,000 for general obligation bridge replacement funds. This is the bridge just north of the case on 99. We have a resolution providing for...
That's what you're signing.
No, that's something else. There's a bunch of other documentation in there, you just...
Resolution providing for the levy of taxes. Whereas sections 331.402 and 331.441 of the Code of Iowa authorize counties to enter into loan agreements and borrow money for the purpose of paying the costs of replacement of bridges. And whereas the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County has proposed to enter into a loan agreement in a principal amount not to exceed $5,400,000 pursuant to the provisions of sections 331.402 and 331.441 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of paying the costs so that, to that extent, of replacing a bridge, and has published a notice and held a hearing on that proposal. And whereas the board is also determined to issue general obligation bridge replacement bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $5,400,000 in the future in evidence of the obligation of the county under that loan agreement. And whereas the board anticipates that principal and interest will come due on the bonds before June 30th, 2020, it is now necessary to make provision for the levy of a debt service property tax to be collected in the fiscal year that will begin July 1st, 2019 for the payment of such principal and interest. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa, as follows. Section 1, for the purpose of providing for the levy and collection of a direct annual tax sufficient to pay the principal of and interest on the bonds, there is hereby ordered on all the taxable property in the county a direct annual tax for collection in the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2019, sufficient to produce the amount of $420,000. Section 2, a certified copy of this resolution shall be filed with the county auditor, and the county auditor is hereby instructed to enter for collection and assess the tax hereby authorized. When entering such taxes for collection, the county auditor shall include the same as a part of the tax levy for debt service fund purposes of the county. And when collected, the proceeds of the taxes shall be converted into the debt service fund of the county and set aside therein as a special account to be used solely and only for the payment of the principal and of interest on the bonds and for no other purpose whatsoever. Section 3. All resolutions or parts thereof in conflict herewith are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
You got the material ordered yet?
That wasn't so painful, was it?
Can I get coffee?
My wife says there's nothing like the droning of a nasal quality voice. I'm not sure who she's talking about. Compensation Board recommendations. We received Compensation Board recommendations December 20th, 2018, and I will run through them. The eight elected officials of Des Moines County recommended raises were the Des Moines County Sheriff recommended a 4% raise, Des Moines County Auditor a 4% raise, Des Moines County Treasurer a 4% raise, Des Moines County Recorder a 3% raise, Des Moines County Attorney a 3% raise, and Des Moines County Supervisors 1%.
The things that we're selling contracts that are not that high, I think we should cut that back at least a third.
If you cut that back a half, you're going to stay right with the union contract.
Is there a motion?
Did you make a motion on?
I did not. I'm just starting the conversation.
Starting the conversation? Okay, well, I was just going to say, you guys are harder than I am. But anyway, so that's I can live with either of those. Whatever you guys think.
Can we take ours away and not take ours?
You can do that.
Take ours out.
Yep.
I say leave, scroll ours out.
Okay. If it's half, it would be 2% for the sheriff, 2% for the auditor, 2% for the treasurer, 1.5% for the recorder, and 1.5% for the attorney. If it was 2/3, it would be 2 2/3% for the sheriff, 2 2/3% for the auditor, 2 2/3% for the treasurer, 2% for the recorder, and 2% for the attorney. And 0% for the supervisors under either of those scenarios. And I think it's a good idea with the what?
Was that a motion?
No, I just told you what it would be if it was a third or a half. The and I agree we're negotiating with the unions and they're somewhat less than this, but I would support either of those.
I can live with either one. Okay, make a motion then.
What's that?
Make a motion.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I would just like to ask you guys to keep in mind those that are tied to those wages too, that also affects all of those people as well.
Yeah, affects all the statutory, affects the deputies.
And some of those, I'm one of those. I'm tied to him, and for my own opinion is, it's not quite fair. I don't feel it, on my behalf, because I'm tied to that. They don't want to get, because I feel I deserve, you know, the 4% raise. So I would fight on behalf of myself and the auditor to get for the 4%, so I get 4%. So
well, I'm concerned about even cutting that in half to, 1.5% for the recorder and the attorney? You're giving all of them and the deputies less than what the wages.
We have, the way the rules are, we can cut, we can't raise that. We can cut them all either the same percentage. You know, we can't say, well, we can't change it. We can just change it all the percentage. And if we wish to, and including supervisors, and if we wish to, we can eliminate the supervisor raise. So we can take that to zero. So whatever, I would support either one, the half or the third.
Yeah, I understand that. I just wanted you guys to take that into consideration when you're thinking about that.
Appreciate that. That's fine.
I think I'd stay with the third and take the supervisors out.
Okay.
That motion?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
That's I don't know. They haven't decided yet.
So I'll have that resolution ready for you guys next week to
that'll be fine.
Officially approve then.
Union right now, I think it's 2.5%.
The question that I will receive from the department heads that are elected officials is, do you want them to change their budgets or leave them alone?
No, you and I discussed that a little bit. We've got sufficient fund balance to, because we didn't know what we were going to have for all the union contracts still aren't settled, so I think we're fine. What do you guys think? We're fine with fund balance, rather than have them trying to scramble and change those budgets and get it out tomorrow.
Yeah, and make mistakes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, set levy rate for the fiscal 1920 budget. You've got a copy of the budget in front of you. I don't have a copy of the budget. Oh, you got an extra one?
See, they want to know.
Want the one extra?
That one? Anybody else need one?
Well, I had just a thought, but if you could convince them to print this in your article tomorrow, then we could save some publication costs by not having.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to go for that.
That might be a hard sell.
It might be a hard sell.
It was just a thought. Save a buck.
Believe me, we need that dollar.
We need you to pipe up today.
I was up half the night. I've had 17 cups of coffee. We need to, before we start on this, we need to thank the county budget director, Cheryl McVeigh. She has worked, spent countless hours working on this budget, both during work hours and outside of work hours. Then she had to explain it all to me, which I'm sure took even longer.
Well, knowing how you calculate, I'm sure it did take longer. You had to make sure your numbers were right.
It's the other way around. He had to make sure my numbers were right.
And I appreciate what you do. You need to.
Let's start with an item that needs explanation, and we've been reading about the paper. DESCOM.
You guys have been reading. I don't get the paper.
You'll get it one of these days.
Can you do anything about that, Bob, getting this paper same day?
Where do you live? No, I will tell Tina, like, what?
19371 Roosevelt Street.
Danville.
One, wait, it's in 19371.
Roosevelt.
In Danville?
Danville.
And how long have you not gotten your paper?
Well, since I quit paying the subscription in, quit getting it. So they ran out of somebody delivered the paper. So I started getting it in the mail. That's when I stopped getting it.
So you,
then I get three or four papers at once.
When you switched to the mail, you stopped getting it. It didn't come every day when you switched to getting it in the mail?
That was no. Sunday might come on Wednesday.
Not to intrude on this. More conversation, but I need to finish this so we can. Anyway, I need to start with DESCOM, call to order.
Your 2 minutes is up.
The Hawkeye and Lance here has published two or three articles in the last week or two regarding the possibility of funding DESCOM with a single countywide levy. That's a subject that this board has discussed several times and been unanimous in its lack of interest in such an arrangement. And a Hawkeye reporter called me about a week ago with questions about the subject, so I brought the matter up with the budget director. Law enforcement communications have always been in the sheriff's budget, and so she pulled up that budget, and we discovered that all of the DESCOM expense was in a general fund line item. The budget director immediately recognized that most of those costs should have been in a rural services line item. We look back at previous budgets, I think you went back to 1992, and those communications have been a general fund line item for decades. And nobody ever caught it. And to be fair, there are about 3,500 line items and county departmental budgets, and they're mostly reviewed for the amounts involved. That error has been corrected in this budget. $2,378,712 of the county's $280,697 share of DESCOM's budget has been removed from the general fund and placed in the rural fund where it belongs. The fix includes increasing the rural services levy by 14 cents in the fiscal 20 year. Over the next year, the board will have to decide whether we want to levy one more similar increase in the rural levy or to eliminate funding for the biennial rock haul from future year's budget. Either choice should provide adequate funding. We've got plenty of time to discuss that. As an editorial comment, I've read the way that DESCOM is funded, and you can't do that. Because it says that we're supposed to pay per capita for the rural residents, and rural residents that would be paid out of rural services, but we're also supposed to pick up Middletown, half of Minneapolis, half of Danville, and I think half of each of those contracts come out of the law enforcement levies. The county does not have a funding mechanism that allows us to tax individual cities. So we can't allocate that cost to those. That's going to stay in the general levy unless they change the way they fund DESCOM. The county doesn't have that funding mechanism. But anyway, so we corrected that. So, and like I said, it's been there for decades and nobody ever caught it. We've increased the levy funding for mental health and disabilities services from 0 cents to 54 cents. I know that sounds strange to anybody not familiar with Iowa's mental health and disability services funding rules for mental health regions and their county members. But we're on track to be in compliance with current Iowa law. The general basic levy is down to $3.58. Overall, it's good news. Everybody's county rate will go down, at least a little. The county-wide levy will decrease 15 cents from 745 to 730.
Decrease.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it will decrease from 745 to about 745 to about 730. The overall rural levy will decrease about 1 cent, even with the increase in rural services, from about 1113 to 1112. This board's made a wide range of decisions regarding personnel requests and proposed capital expenditures over the last few weeks and work sessions, and those decisions aren't always easy. And I appreciate you guys' work. And anyway, so it's always a relief to me when a budget finally gets done, because you wrestle with it and wrestle with it. I'm sure it isn't anything like childbirth, but you're so happy it's over. anyway, if you guys got any questions, then we need to approve it for publication today, and then we will have a public hearing on this budget. I think we set the date for the public hearing March 12th at our last meeting. So, you guys got any questions for Cheryl and I?
No, this is great. We're able to lower the levy just a little bit. A little bit helps.
The only question I have on the DESCOM, and you said it's been that way for decades and decades.
Uh-huh.
The sheriff used to have his own communication system.
That's right.
And that would have been funded by the whole county general fund.
Right.
So that would be, in my opinion, that's the reason why it was that way.
And it might be, and there's a term for that. It's called path dependent. That's why railroad tracks are a certain distances, because that's how they started to make them. And when they started designing them to be more efficient and everything, they kept the same rails. Once you start something, it's tough to change it. And it's in the sheriff's budget, and it's not the sheriff's fault. I mean, it's been there for decades.
Yeah.
When you start looking through, at least when a department, when Chris or Brian or look through a department, they look at mostly those things, they look and said, okay, this was a $10,000, but it's gonna be $10,500 this year, this, something like that, you, and that's what we look at. So anyway, but that's what happened. It was, it's been there for decades, so, and I was not trying, this, it was there long before any of us were here.
Blame sheriff.
Thank you for that. I've only been sheriff 18 years, and you say decades, and that's a good
thing. Decades, oh, well, we went back as far as 1992, and Cheryl said, you want me to go back further? I said, that's fine.
All I know is when the PD came to us, and we switched it all over, that wasn't decades ago, I don't believe.
Right.
It was a whole lot cheaper.
5 years ago.
Is what?
2014.
Yeah.
When the 2080 was signed.
That's not DISCOM. We started using their communications before that.
Yeah, we started using their communications.
That's just when we did the
2080. And they charged us $190,000, I think it started, $80,000, $90,000. Cheap. There was no way we could man radio system, let alone keep up the equipment. So.
Well, I know the radio. When I was in the jail back in 1976, I was a dispatcher and a jailer for about a year, at which time we moved communications over, everything ran through Burlington. So that had been 1978.
So it had been a couple of decades.
I think what he just said is he broke it.
Yep. They didn't like my dispatch.
I think what he said is we can now confirm their communications in 1976.
Yeah, there was a radio back.
You guys have any questions about the budget?
No.
We need a motion to approve it for publication.
I so move.
Sorry.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. So Cheryl, you can send this out unless you can talk Leah into putting it in an article.
Okay. It's not my choice. talk to John / Sean.
Crystal, probably.
And just for the individuals that here, I did, you'll be shocked to know that I ran through some numbers. But the way DESCOM is funded right now, the budget we just passed, where the county will pay, if you divide the total DESCOM budget per capita by the 40,325, with not counting any part of Minneapolis or Middletown or anything, just the rural residents, they will pay the $238,712, and there'll be another $23,392 that comes out of the county general levy that gets charged to these individual cities because some of them are not paying. And then the law enforcement contracts, there's $18,630 there that come to the county and then go to DESCOM from a law enforcement levy. But just for a per capita, in this budget, Burlington would be paying $2,730 per capita. Danville would be paying $1,999. Minneapolis would be paying $2,219. Middletown would be paying 50 cents. The rural residents would pay $27.90. And West Burlington would pay $27.64. And that's their share per capita of the taxes that come from their entities. If there was a single levy with Des Moines County, you know, put it on general supplemental and there's just one levy, that levy would be about 65.8 cents. So Burlington's per capita would go down to $19.53. Danville's would go down to $17.19. Minneapolis would be $21.26. That's not much difference. Middletown would go up to $23.17. West Burlington would go up to $35.27. And the rural residents would be at $47.46. I'm thinking they won't be fond of that. And I'm also just call me cynical. I'm thinking that if we put this on the county levy, nobody else is going to cut their taxes. Everybody's levy will just. They're just going to end up paying the extra because it's that's just me.
Yeah, I agree. And
I agree.
This is what I gave you.
Yep.
Okay. So, and Go ahead, I'm sorry, Jim.
No, I just said I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And someone's already got the budget ready to set before they come talk to us about this, so.
Well, nothing's gonna change the fiscal '20 budget. Yeah. Anyway, well, if there's no further questions, we're adjourned. Emily, if you have any questions, I'll be happy.
So what you're saying is that this, on the current 2020 back date, that county general levy, that is the 1.8.
What the county general levy is, the county general levy, and down there where it says general levy in cents, to pay for the amount that, $23,392.
Yeah.
Which is part of, Middletown, part of Minneapolis, and part of, Danville. That's what that's what is in the general levy for this year, to generate that much money. Over where it says LE contract, that's law enforcement contract. Des Moines County has, law enforcement contracts with, the sheriff has with, Danville and Minneapolis that include, I believe it's half of their DESCOM funding.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be, and I didn't get into, Kevin explained it to me about three times in a row before I could get my head around it. So anyway, so that's, so right now, that county levy, that's how much everybody's paying on that levy to pick up those, in other words, the extra for Minneapolis, for Danville, and Middletown's share.
Okay.